Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, which is It's a Thin Line Part 2. It's a Thin Line Part 2. You may recall from our previous session, we communicated about the fact that there are small differences between success and struggling, between average and amazing. Just small adjustments we can make in our lives to take us from mediocre to magnificent. It doesn't take a lot, though, as it's a thin line in business between success and failure. By the same token, my friends, if we apply some of those things that cross the line, if we apply some of those things that will grow our businesses, then we can learn how to be better than ever before. You remember the S in our SLIM acronym from yesterday. Today, we're going to talk about the L, that component that separates you from everybody else in business, and it stands for labor. Yes, my friends and neighbors, labor. In other words, hard work. Most people don't like to hear that term, and we love to be able to make money without doing a lot of work, and we all talk about making money while we sleep and all those types of things. That's all good, but it begins with labor. Ulysses S. Grant, our 18th president, said once, labor disgraces no man. Unfortunately, you can occasionally find men who disgrace labor. In other words, it's never a shame to roll up your sleeves and go to work. It's never a shame to give it all you got. In the corporate arena, you've got a clock to punch and a supervisor watching over you and days that you take off and times for break and times to get back to your cubicle. Well, all of those things don't exist when you run your own business. If you're your own boss, if you're an entrepreneur, you're CEO, then you don't have a clock to punch or a supervisor to check over your work. You have only you. And most people don't know how to labor in this type of environment. They don't know how to labor as an entrepreneur. Well, let me give you a few key components of the step processes involved in laboring. And what does labor mean? Obviously, of course, it may not mean for you a commute to an office. For some, it may not mean for you managing a staff or employees. Let's talk about what labor means for everybody. First and foremost, labor means learning. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you cannot effectively labor unless you're willing to learn. Attorneys go to 4 years of law school, and even after successfully completing 4 years of law school and long hours in the law library, they still have to pass the bar before they can be able to practice law. Well, passing the bar then is yet another test. They've got to study. They've got to. It's rigorous. It's long. It's tough. And they have to learn in order to practice. Well, by the same token, my friends and neighbors, we've got to learn in order to practice. We've got to commit ourselves to knowing everything about an industry, everything about an organization, everything about a product, every nuance about our service. It's no shame in learning. That's a work in and of itself. It's better than any social media post you can put up. It's better than any television show you can watch. It's better than anything that we can ever hope to do as it pertains to work. Nothing will overshadow the learning process. I can remember one time there was a copy machine salesman that came by our offices and showed us a beautiful copy machine. I mean, it could do everything. It seemed like this was the greatest machine ever invented. He told us that what we had to do and all those types of things. And when the copy machine made it, we assisted him in even getting it situated in our offices. And I called him a couple of days later and I said, man, this machine doesn't do anything like you told me it would. And he says, well, yes, it does. I said, no, I can't even get it to make one copy. And he asked me a simple question. Did I read the owner's manual? Of course, my answer was no. And he says, you'll find all your answers by reading the manual. Well, I use that analogy, my friends, because so oftentimes we get so caught up in just wanting to do and get started and make it happen that we don't take time to learn. I challenge you to spend time time in every activity that grows your mind. Spend time working or laboring and developing, and that's the key component. The second component of how to labor is you also labor by longevity. I challenge you, my friends, to abandon the part-time mentality. Labor by longevity. It's not a what you do, but it's how long you can maintain it. Have you ever heard that old saying, it's not a marathon, it's a sprint? That means that when you begin an endeavor, you begin with the end in mind. You say to yourself, I'm going to stick with this for 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, and watch where how it grows. One of the greatest aspects about business is hanging in there for a long time. If you've ever seen that old movie called Forrest Gump, you remember that Forrest Gump had a shrimping boat. And for the longest time, he never caught any shrimp. He never was able to make the business work like promised his friend Bubba that he would. But because he stayed in it for a long time, he survived a hurricane. And because he survived that hurricane and his boat was the last one standing, he then ended up getting all the shrimp he could ever hope to handle. And Bubba Gump Shrimp was then officially born. You remember the story? How did he get to that point? He got there because of his ability to hang in there. My friends and neighbors, don't abandon the dream or the vision or the mission. It's all about how long you can last. You think about it. An elephant takes 18 months to deliver one baby. 18 months to deliver a baby elephant. Imagine if she gets frustrated halfway through. Well, see, some things you start, it's impossible to turn back. But true labor is having the discipline to get in it and hang in there and never turn back. Then finally, my friends and neighbors, if we really want to understand the art of labor, it's not only about learning or longevity, it's all about leadership. Now, many have this concept misunderstood. Many think that leadership is all about making sure you can get other people to do what you want them to do. Well, let me outline that leadership begins with you. Yes, it begins with you. It begins with me. If anybody desires to be a leader, that just means three things. It means one, you go first. It means no matter what, you go first. In the old days when soldiers would fight in the army, then the general would go first. As a leader, you go first. You take the risks. You give it a try. You do it yourself. You experience it. You set the example. You go first. The second thing is you go forward. The leader has always got to be the one that keeps pressing ahead even when others want to retreat. The leader says, not only will I go first, I will continue to go forward. Leadership says, I'm going to work to make progress every day. How much better are you this week than you were last week? How much better are you this month than you were last month? If that answer is I'm incrementally better, then I take my hat off to you because you've gone forward. Then finally, my friends, that leadership says you go faithfully. It means that you don't stop, that you continue and you work it and you're loyal to the cause. You establish a routine. You develop great habits. You continue to process. You continue to press. You continue to follow the same systems that you've been taught. And that's what labor is. Labor is a product of learning, longevity, and leadership. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. If you did, I sure would like to know. You can leave a comment underneath this podcast or just like Sess Training Institute on Facebook. And then do me a favor. Contact the person who sent you this podcast to find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.